Larry Reviews 8-Bit Boy by Awesome Blade Software. You can check this one out at www.awesomeblade.com/8-bit-boy. Available on PC and Mac.
Hi, Larry here with Guys Games and Beer, and today we're going to be reviewing 8-Bit Boy. And I'll start a new game here so that you can see. Now, I choose to use the Xbox controller with this. You can use the keyboard, but it works very nice with the Xbox controller. So I'll just start a new game here. I don't want to copy over some of my sort of successful, so I'll go over the one where I just started. I found normal to be challenging. So the basic idea is you're kind of bumming, and I'll let you read that. If you choose to get the game, you can. I don't want to ruin that for you. And then you decide, well, I think I'm going to go play some old video games. That'll make me feel better. And so you go in search of your old video games in a basement somewhere. And then you find what I can only assume is your Sega Master System cartridge, although there's no label on it, so that's very disturbing. I think the author was a Sega fan. So, and then, of course, then something strange happens, and you appear to be sucked into the machine, something a la Tron. So you become an 8-bit boy. Which, okay. The game starts off with a nice tutorial. Let's let that finish a minute. I believe that's your guardian or something. Okay, now the thing I noticed right off is that the graphics, although 8-bit and Spirit look to be nicer than a regular 8-bit graphic, they seem to be a little cleaner. And so I feel like they're probably a little higher level than an 8-bit. If you just look at your character there, I think there's a few things happening there that are a little better. But I think that's okay. I think the Spirit is enough. I don't think you have to be hardcore about your 8-bit. Alright, so as you see, it's a 2-bit 2D platform. Pretty standard. The controls are really tight. You can make the hard jumps when you need to make the hard jumps. Then there's power-ups, so here you go, now you get some grapes. There's flames and a few other things that you get. And the next tutorial, I believe, will show you how to fire these things upward. And, of course, they bounce around kind of like a... and there we go. And twice will get him. So now we can get him. And another one. Got a couple of it. Oop, a little bit more. And there we go. Alright, so all the snakes are dead. So we can move on. We know how to do that. This game is just flat out fun. The you know, it's got all the sort of standard things that you sort of think. Of course, fast run and then jump to make the big jumps. And you can see I made that jump easily. Collect 100 coins and you get an extra guy. You also get a chance for a power-up. So if you die, you of course lose your power-up. And that's a good chance to get back. It's divided into these worlds. I believe there's 9 like levels. Well, 9 and a boss in each one. Now, of course, you can hit him from below. A lot of the standard sort of things you expect from a 2D-er. But it's well executed. So now you apparently have different card groups. There are a few things like if you notice the bridge disappears as I step on them. Everything's fairly coded as far as like you know what things are going to disappear on you and that kind of thing. But there are hidden levels. I have found some of the hidden levels where you can get some extra guys and get some bonus. Water is something you die on right away. There we go. And it is a time base, so you do need to get to the end of the level by a certain time. I haven't found, here's an extra guy, so that's good. I haven't found the, and there probably, there may be, I haven't found it yet, the, a way to, like, go back to easier levels to, like, get some extra guys. I think you can probably do that once you get past the first world, you can go back to the, you know, so if you're in the second world, I think you can go back. There does seem to be mechanics for that if you hit the escape button here. You'll see there's an exit to the other world, but it's not unlocked. I think that's because I haven't gotten to the full, I haven't gotten to, through one yet, so. And, so, this will all feel very familiar and be easy to pick up. So, well, I think that's about what I can say on this. Other than that, you know, it's just, It's an enjoyable game, and I think it's worth a pickup. So if you're looking for some old school feel, and I think this game does a really nice job of filling that. And in fact, I maybe I'm getting a little too distracted playing here. I really highly recommend this game if you have any kind of nostalgia for these old games, but I think even if you, you know, maybe are a little older and have some kids, they probably would like this game too. So, yeah. And with that, and I love the little thumbs up as you clear a level, so with that, I am going to be out of here myself. So, 8-Bit Boy is a winner as far as I'm concerned.
No. More reviews by Drunken Larry and the rest of the G2B clan at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. Check us out on Facebook at www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer. Free game giveaways on our Twitter feed at guysgamesbeer.